AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says this is a big day for world peace.
Operation Epic Fury was a historic and overwhelming victory on the battlefield. A capital V military victory. By any measure, Epic Fury decimated Iran's military and rendered it combat ineffective for years to come.
The U.S. and Iran are claiming victory in the two-week ceasefire deal, but Iran and Gulf Arab countries report new attacks. In the streets of Tehran, pro-government demonstrators screamed, "Death to America, death to Israel, death to compromisers," after the ceasefire announcement, and burned American and Israeli flags. Markets reacted to the ceasefire deal. Stocks are higher, oil prices are lower. Meantime, Israel says the ceasefire does not include Iran-backed Hezbollah. Israeli attacks continue in Lebanon. A plea in a serial killer case in New York that baffled police for years.
Rex Heuermann pleads guilty to murdering 8 women in the Gilgo Beach killings. The Long Island architect entered the plea Wednesday in a courtroom packed with his family, victims, relatives, and reporters. Heuermann's decision brings finality to a case that went unsolved for years and spawned true crime documentaries, podcasts, and a Hollywood movie. Authorities say Heuermann killed the women over a 17-year span. Many of them were sex workers whose deaths received little attention until their remains were found buried together along an isolated Long Island beach highway. Heuermann faces life in prison and will be sentenced at a later date. At criminal court on Long Island, I'm Julie Walker.
Fired University of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman tells the AP he was blindsided by the move, but has no hard feelings and is unlikely to sue. The Board of Regents in Wisconsin did not explain why Rothman was fired. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stock markets are surging worldwide, and crude oil prices are plunging after the U.S. and Iran announced a two-week ceasefire that would allow for the freer flow of crude oil from the Persian Gulf. The S&P 500 jumped 2.3% in the first hour of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 1,214 points. That's about 2.6%. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 2.8%. Markets in Europe and Asia rose even more. The price for a barrel of Brent crude sank 15% to about $92 a barrel. That's down from $119 a barrel earlier in the war, but still higher than before the conflict with Iran started in late February. Seth Sutel, New York.
Edmunds has named the SUVs that hold value best after 3 years. They include the Toyota Corolla Cross, RAV4 Hybrid, Honda HR-V, and CR-V. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.